Oh, guy loves his wings. Salt and pepper or hot, Tommy?
I had Texas barbecue yesterday. Delicious and messy, but so good. I got a new air fryer, too. What a contraption, Greg's. What a contraption.
Okay. All right. Air fryer. I've never had one.
It's neat. For guys like me, it's perfect.
I like it. What's the benefit of an air fryer?
I guess it cooks healthier. There's no oil, less grease. That's my general understanding. Very efficient, easy to clean. That's important as well. And you can do almost anything in there. Came with a cookbook, great recipes online. And yeah, tried it out for the first time yesterday. Delicious. Fantastic. And everything I said about it was true.
Okay. All right. Tommy, you're hearing the Oilers and Nurse done deal?
Sounds like it, Greg's. We should be getting an announcement. I heard we could have had it as early as today, could be coming tomorrow. And this deal was basically hammered out details-wise mid last week to late last week. And like has been speculated for the last little while, sounds like it's in the ballpark of 8 years and indeed around the $9 million per year mark. So expect that to be announced soon. The finite details on that, I'm sure we'll get. But, yep, everything that's been speculated sounds like we should be getting an announcement on it right away here, either today or tomorrow.
I wonder if it's just under $9 million. That's my sneaking suspicion. So
it's in that range.
Yeah. I'm sure Oilers Nation will completely agree with it. Everybody will be like, yeah, I like the contract, because that's usually what happens, which is we'd be boring if we all agreed. So there'll be varying opinions for sure on that. Darnell Nurse, to this stage in his career, has never underperformed. He's always overperformed on his contracts. Now, obviously, with the higher the numbers, it's harder to do. No question about it. So, but you've seen growth in his game all the time. And the other thing that's interesting about Nurse right now is that he... young Evan Bouchard has been training the offseason with Darnell Nurse. And as we all know, Nurse's, you know, physical conditioning is off the charts, right? Like that guy, he's a freak athlete, but he puts in the work. We've seen the improvement on the ice in a lot of areas of his game, but his ability, you know, like he worked on his skating last year because he couldn't work with a skills coach. He worked on his skating and that paid off dividends for him. And he was a good skater before, but he wanted to improve his edge work. And, I think it's a great thing for Evan Bouchard. Like I spoke to Evan Bouchard at the end of the season and he felt like just being around the NHL was, you know, obviously financially everything else had helped, but he learned a lot about the areas that he needed to improve on off of the ice that's going to help him on the ice. And I think I'll say this right now. I will not be surprised whatsoever if Evan Bouchard takes over minutes from Tyson Barrie at some point in the season. Maybe it's 20 games. Maybe it's 40 games. Maybe it's 60 games. That's what I see happening. Now, Barrie's going to still play a big role in the team. Don't get me wrong. But I see Bouchard having a pretty big season this year.
Well, of course, absolutely it helped that he was a sponge in and around the team. You know, 14 games, I think most of us would agree that wasn't enough for a young guy developing, looking to make that next step. But I like the fact, like you alluded to, he's working out with Darnell Nurse. Darnell Nurse continues to refine his body, his mind, his game, but he's gotten himself to a certain place where he's become a legit number one. And if Evan Bouchard's taking away some minutes from Tyson Barrie, I think in general, that's okay. That would be a sign of trust from the coaching staff. It would be a sign of growth, certainly for him, himself, and in terms of confidence at the NHL level. And that's fine. If you can distribute those minutes more evenly, have each guy not as taxed out there over the long haul, that's going to play out better for everyone. And maybe it lends to durability as well, Greg's. And so you're not limiting guys to 10 minutes a night because they can't handle whatever pressure is being thrown at them. So it's a good thing. And obviously he's going to need to take those steps. And it comes with experience, comes with making mistakes, learning from those mistakes. We're going to see those nights from Evan Bouchard as it looks like he's going to become an everyday player with the Edmonton Oilers. And as for Darnell Nurse, we've all watched him evolve and grow and develop. and you know, taking the next step. And he's pushed himself into a category in the National Hockey League where he commands that kind of money and that type of contract. You could probably thank the Chicago Blackhawks a little bit for the deal that they gave to Seth Jones as well. Kind of pushed the market up, obviously the Dougie Hamilton deal. And you're right. I'm sure we're going to hear all kinds of arguments for and against this contract that should be made official in the next day or so. And the bottom line is, really, Greg's like, he's their first real number one defenseman since Chris Pronger. Unless you want to make the argument Sheldon Surrey was that briefly when he was here in his short tenure as an Oiler.
Well, so, hey, Surrey scored 20 goals as a defenseman, man. Like, Darnell Nurse would have crushed that this year. Darnell Nurse broke a lot of records for five-on-five goal scoring by defenseman. So, you know, really numbers you hadn't seen. I shouldn't say broke records. Nothing you hadn't seen since Paul Coffey. And it was a little bit of a shortened season, but you know, we'll see where he goes from here. The thing was, a lot of the goals he scored were not just slap shots through screens. Like, he scored some goal scorers' goals, and you know, you look at his numbers the last years. Darnell Nurse at 5-on-5 is one of the best goal scoring defensemen in the game. Now, the areas of his game that they'll still want to work on is just, and you know, he's talked about it, just becoming better defensively. And I think with more games, you react better, you slow down, all those sorts of things. I think we saw that last season for sure with him. And I expect that to continue on. You know, Darnell Nurse, I think, is becoming more and more of a leader for this team with every passing day, and that's important to them. And now he's going to get paid like one. Now, obviously, it won't kick in for the following season, and you know, we'll see where it goes. But if he keeps projecting there, then you know, you get key players who can play key minutes for your team. There's value for it, no question. A guy who can play 28 minutes a night for you in the postseason has extreme value, no question.
Yep.
And Nurse's other value might be just the fact that it can allow Duncan Keith to play fewer minutes, which might make him a more effective player. So we'll see how that goes. Although I'll say Keith is pretty motivated to want to show people that he's not done. So we'll see how that plays out. Tommy, speaking of motivation, Andre DeGrasse gets an entire nation fired up. If you saw it live this morning, wins gold in the 200 meter. He's 5 for 5 now in Olympic events. He's got a gold, a silver, and 3 bronze, which is pretty fabulous. We had Robert Esme on earlier today. He was unbelievable just talking about it and explaining how, you know, it's so much of it on race day is mental, not physical, because they've done all the physical work. And it's just mentally making sure that you can perform to your best. And DeGrasse did that. He had a game plan. He executed it perfectly.
It was absolutely beautiful to watch as well. Smooth. There's a confidence and a strut in his step, and he's deserved that, obviously, with all that he's put together in his body of work. I love it. It's great to see the men finally get it going for our Olympic team, and DeGrasse is leading that charge. So I thought that the way he handled everything, the 100 meter was a great start to his Olympics, the 200 meter winning gold, absolutely fantastic, the delicious cherry on top, and certainly putting Canada on the map again in track and field for good reason. I love it. He's only 26 years old, Greg, so hopefully in the next few years he's got a few more medals up his sleeve that he can win and continue to represent us. Let's see if he can push it to the next Olympics as well. But finally, like, huge smiles all around. You know, we've seen some absolutely tremendous stories from our Olympic athletes in a time where, you know, the Olympics obviously are great to watch, but at the same time they came with a ton of question marks. There's a lot of bad press around the Olympics because of what's happened. And this is one of those great stories. So fantastic, Andre DeGrasse. Let's keep it going throughout the second week of the Olympics here.
Yeah, it's, you know what, it's great to see. And they got the big game, Canada tomorrow against Sweden for the gold medal. You can listen to that right here on TSN 1260. Some other interesting notes, Tommy, that I want to look at was the Dodgers took 2 years for the Dodgers fans to kind of do their worst, and Astros players saying they enjoyed it, right? Did you see what the Dodgers fans did to the Astros last night? I think it was somebody threw like a, it looked like a styrofoam garbage can. I'm not really sure. It was maybe it's an inflatable one, right? Inflatable trash can. So they're still not over it from a few years ago.
No, and this was the largest crowd in the MLB this season, just under 53,000, and it was truly, like you said, Dodgers fans' first chance to see the Astros in a couple of years at Dodger Stadium, and they were unrelenting. Like you said, there were plastic, styrofoam, garbage cans thrown onto the field, disrupted the play a bunch of times. The crowd was chanting cheaters. I saw toddlers dressed up as garbage cans. Their parents obviously put them into these costumes. And then eventually, like it does tend to happen, unfortunately, at Dodger Stadium, there's some rough parts of that ballpark. Certain sections, if you sit in, that have certain reputations, a bunch of fights broke out. First, it was Dodgers fans against Astros fans, and then in Dodgers fans with Dodgers fans and Astros fans against security. So, a lot of animosity. The 2 years of separation did nothing, really, to tide things over and to let the water kind of flow under the bridge. So it got really ugly. But at the end of the night, it was the Astros who won the ball game. And despite how ugly it got, they were even throwing balls that were hit in BP into the stands. They were throwing them back out onto the field just to chuck them away back at the Astros. So this got nasty. And listen, I know Dodgers fans are disappointed in how they lost to the Astros a couple of years ago. The cheating scandal, it's been talked about and documented at length. But yeah, it devolved in a hurry. And with that many people there, the drinks flowing, it got a little bit stupid. So there's some videos if people want to check it out on Twitter, obviously, and you could see some of the fights. It got pretty bad.
Yeah, it's funny. I never go to Twitter to watch fights. It's just not something that I do. If I see one, I'm just like, I don't really need to see it. Like, yeah. I don't know. I've seen a few fights, a few stream fights. They're pretty much the same. Usually it's people. I've never really understood why fans feel the need to fight other fans because you cheer for a different team. I can't wrap my head around that. Now, maybe in some cases, you know, somebody does or says something that goes across the line, okay, but if you just, hey, yeah, you like the Dodgers? Oh, yeah, let's fight. What? Like, I can't really wrap my head around that one very much, Tommy. Also, Connor Halley hasn't been this excited in a long time because Philip Rivers' career might not be over. He might just be waiting in the wings, throwing his ball to his 9 kids. He's got a lot of targets he can practice on in the backyard. Do you think Connor's favorite player of all time will make another NFL appearance this year?
Well, reading the article on NFL.com makes me think that he's just playing it smart. He went back to, his hometown to coach high school football, and he's staying in shape, and he's tossing the ball, like you said. That sounds like a guy that's just waiting for an injury and basically doesn't want to go through training camp. We're seeing it with Larry Fitzgerald. Connor, I don't know, might be tugging on his heartstrings. Has he said anything about it? How do you feel about it, buddy? Because I don't know. I don't really want to see Philip Rivers come back and just be a shell of him, of his former self. Like, I think that would be completely disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he came back, he'd probably be the guy he's always been. He'll make some throws that make you very impressed. He'll make some throws that you're wondering, why did he throw that? Why did he think he could make that throw? It's picked off and going the other way right now. But I would hope that, you know, The Colts to me just seem like a good fit. And I know down the road you're probably setting yourself up for something with Wentz and Rivers both being ready to go, but they're a team that, you know, should be making the playoffs, and they're a solid team outside of that quarterback position. I think that would make the most sense. He goes back to a team he's familiar with. He can handle the reins for a while, and if Carson Wentz is good to go, you know, November, December, then you bring him back and see what happens from there. But that's the one that makes the most sense for me, and I would like to see him go back and play again. I love Philip Rivers. The more we see him, you know, popping up with those mic'd up segments, the better.
Yeah. Smart move by him to put it out there early before the season gets going, too. I think that strategy is a veteran move indeed.
Calculated for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, this just in, George Springer, another leadoff home run. He is hot right now. So hot, George Springer. Tommy, have yourself a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. See you later, Greggs.